That's it, actually. That's the end of this long reading, so. And Mike, it's all yours.
All right. Mike, alcoholic. Grateful to be here sober tonight. Six and seven, pretty short part of the book, but after writing a fourth and sharing a fifth with my sponsor and going to a shitload of meetings, I was obviously getting on my knees every day and asking God to keep me away from a drink and a drug, and starting to see the type of person that I was, and how I treated my family, my coworkers, anybody that was in my life, I was absolutely ready to have God remove all my defects of character. I was selfish. I was arrogant. I was all-knowing about nothing. Most of the time, I was full of shit. I talked a lot of shit about people. I tried to make people feel like shit so I could feel better. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And all of those defects, is what I sought relief in drugs and alcohol through. And, when I got my sponsor from this group, he said, I want you to get on your knees and ask God to keep you away from a drink and a drug for one day. And certainly the obsession for drugs and alcohol was lifted. But little did I realize that by asking for that every day, God is not just keeping me away from a drink and a drug, but he's slowly keeping me away from the behaviors that were driving me towards that relief. There was a guy, Mark, that used to come here. I wish he would come back. I don't know where he is, but he used to say, this is one of those steps where you ask God for something and you wish it would happen right away, but it doesn't happen in our time. It happens in God's time. And, as long as I stay close with God on a daily basis and constantly ask for help, then I get help with this stuff. When I decide that I'm not going to ask God for help, and I'm going to kind of take my will back, then my character defects are right there waiting to, I don't even know what they're waiting to do, but it's just not pretty, They haven't gone away, and, I got into this text thing. My son broke up with this girl, and her mom's texting me, and I'm texting her, and she texted me something, and I responded with, I forgot how important you and your family are. Both kids are hurting from this breakup. Get the fuck over yourself. And, as justified as I was in sending that text based on the behavior that she was exhibiting, but like every day of my life was like that, I was always looking for an opportunity to put somebody in their place or what I thought was in their place. And, alcoholism is fucked up because I would have all these character defects telling me, you're going to do this as soon as someone gives you the opportunity. But then I was too much of a pussy to do anything about it, And, so by the time I got here, I was ready to have him removed, for sure. I had seen the results of what drinking did to a marriage, what it had done to a career. I had seen what it did to my kids. And, I had this great defect of going home and browbeating my son about all the things that he hadn't done in life. If you do this, you're going to end up like this. What's wrong with you? Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? And, that was something I started working on right away. But I would say, out of the glaring character defects that I had, just the people that were closest to me, I treated them the poorest, And, when I got sober, it was clearly apparent that I hadn't treated them too well. And it was probably about the 6 or 7 month mark that I realized I had done some serious harm to the relationship with my son. And I was pretty certain that I had done some harm to my relationship with my now ex-wife. And I just didn't want to act like that anymore, you know? I got a sponsor from this group, and I was willing, like it says here, to do whatever he suggested. And, you know, his suggestions were pretty simple. It was get on your knees, ask God to keep you away from a drink and a drug for one day, say thank you at night, get to a meeting, join an open discussion meeting, and come to this meeting on Thursday nights. And, you know, I was completely broken when I came in here. Because if I wasn't broken, I would have questioned everything, which was one of my character defects. I knew more than you about whatever the fuck you were talking about, even if I didn't know what you were talking about. You know, being willing, I was willing when I came in here. So when I got to step six, I was absolutely willing to have these defects removed. I think 3 or 4 days after I read my fifth, I met with my sponsor, we held hands in his car, and, you know, we read this seven-step prayer. And, you know, that's kind of my experience with these two steps. Obviously, you know, all the steps are something that we can incorporate into our lives on a daily basis. And, you know, I have a decision when I wake up in the morning as to whether or not I want to do that. There's guys in this room that do the same thing every day and have 30, 40, 50 years of sobriety. I don't think I should start rewriting the book based on my limited knowledge of sobriety, especially when I got here. So, I don't know. For me, you know, I'll be forever grateful for the guys in this group, because I think that the one message that I learned was, you know, really, we all have a 24-hour period. We're just trying to stay away from a drink and a drug. And any message that we carry, whether it's here or any other meeting, you know, we have to keep in mind that there's newcomers in the room. And, you know, I know when I came, I was fucking out of my mind. Just absolutely out of my mind. And if somebody said something that gave me an out, I would have taken that out. So I'll be forever grateful for the guys that God put into my life and the path that I've been on so far. And that's it for me.
Thank you.